Matthew 24, reading from verse 35 to 44. I draw your attention to the fact that these words were spoken by Jesus himself. Verse 35. Our Lord Jesus says to us, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour of my return, knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Ponder and think. Do you know what the days of Noah were? When God looked down on earth and he said, "I see the thoughts and imaginations of the thoughts of all men is only evil continually, nothing but evil." Can you imagine such a situation? That all mankind were thinking, scheming, planning, plotting evil continually, and the earth is full of violence and corruption. Now, this is a description of the state of the earth before the Lord returns. Do we see it today? Ask yourself. Look at the society around us. Does it answer this description? This is a sign when men are concerned with nothing but evil. Verse 38. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. In other words, they're only concerned with the gratification of the flesh. Hungry, eat. Have desire, go ahead. Live the way you like. This is the lifestyle today. Marrying, giving in marriage. Sex is the main thing. So says the newspaper from cover to cover. Read it and wake up to know that these are the signs. The Lord must come because evil has saturated the whole earth. Continue with verse 38. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not. Who knew not? The people of Noah's day. Noah preached righteousness 120 years, building the ark, preparing for that great day of the flood. Nobody believed in what he was saying until the day Noah entered into the ark. And the rains came pouring down, something which they had never seen before. You know that, please. So that they could not understand, what is this silly old man saying? There's going to be rain, there's going to be flood. We've never seen rain. Who says so? Genesis 2:7. Read there, "And the Lord God had not caused it to rain yet on the earth." Can you imagine? Whenever you talk of the flood, please do not try to project backwards. Conditions on earth today, they are not the same. In that day, the physical conditions on earth were totally different. So the people could not understand, what is Noah talking about? Until it happened, it's too late. The door of salvation had closed already. And let that not happen to anybody here. Verse 39. "Knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." How shall it be similar? The same. Today you tell people, Jesus is coming, they say, "Oh, you should have your head examined." There are people in the church who say they believe. You say, "Oh, truly you believe? When will the Lord Jesus return?" "Oh, I think 10,000 years time." That is not belief. That is skepticism. That is sarcasm. My dear friends, please understand, skepticism and sarcasm cannot save you. Only faith pleases God and saves you. Believe in the word of God and be saved today. Verse 40. Here the Lord continues to tell us. "Two shall be in the field, one will be taken, one save one left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, one left. Amazing. Let that not happen to any couple here. Believing husband goes, unbelieving wife left behind, or vice versa, or children and parents. Some believe, some don't believe. Let that not happen with any of us here. Verse 42, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, if the good man of the house owner, had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, he would not have gone to sleep, and prevent his house from being broken up. Verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready. This is the punchline, the bottom line, the conclusion of this reading. The words of our Lord is to you. What does the Lord say to you? Therefore, oh dear friends, may the Holy Spirit attune your understanding, your ears, to receive the words. For the Lord Jesus says to you, be ye also ready. Please, dear friends, coming to church does not save you, although you ought to come to church because here you hear the word of God. Saying you are a Christian does not save you, but it is good that you are a Christian because the Lord has called you. But be earnest, honest, sincere, genuine Christians and listen to what the Lord says to you. Verse 44. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not. So I ask you, do you think Jesus will come today? What do you say? If you say, I think not, that is the hour you'll be caught flat-footed, caught unawares. The Son of Man cometh when you say, I don't think he's coming. Oh, my friends, what does the Lord Jesus mean to you? How does he impact on your affection? I know a lady in Life Church. Many of you know her. Whenever we mention her departed husband who has gone to the Lord many years ago, she tears. She can't help it because her thoughts are with the husband. I know of a lady, whenever you mention her departed son, she weeps. Why? Her thoughts and her affection are with the departed son who is now with the Lord. Whenever I think of my mother, departed 60-odd years ago, I feel very moved in the heart. Why? When the mention of the Lord's coming is heard by you today or any time, does it stir you? Does it cause you to think, if my Lord should come today, how will it be with me? This is the thought you all ought to pull yourself together and ask that serious question. How will I receive my Lord if he should come today? That's all that matters. We are not here talking of academic knowledge or any other thing, or make-believe, or fantasy, the Lord is coming, yes, 10,000 years' time. Today, he may come. This is the only way of saying, I believe he will come. He may come anytime. Now, short of his coming, don't you think you have the whole of your life under your control? I say, dear friends, you do not have control even on your life. Whether you are going to breathe tomorrow morning is all in the hands of God. So be understanding. Do not be foolish. The Lord may not come this year or next year. Possible, yes. But the Lord may call. Don't you think that you are in control of your life? So that the prospect of meeting the Lord is anytime he may call. What do you say? When you meet him, he will ask you, what have you done with your life? Oh, my friends, these are pertinent thoughts, pertinent for all of us here to consider. The words of the Lord Jesus are so relevant. Look at verse 39. They knew not until the flood came. And I say, in this age, so many Christians will know not until the Lord comes because the churches are not telling them. Pastors preach some good works, social gospel, how to be better neighbors all the time. People never hear of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ because pastors never preach it. Who is to blame? My friends, you say, thank God I come to a church where it is spoken. Not just spoken, but believed. Believed sincerely and spoken often. Why? Because that is the most important message that we must keep reminding us, reminding ourselves, because that event must happen. And it will happen. And it will happen soon. And it is the Christian's blessed hope. Our one hope. You know what Paul says? If only on this earth we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable, most stupid, most foolish. To become a Christian just to get some benefit on earth? Stop it. Forget it. Go home. Close the church. Go home. If only on this earth, I said, not only on this earth. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, He makes you a new creature. On this earth, you live differently. And you live with hope of the next life that God is preparing for you. A new home, a new prospect. The Lord is coming, and that is so relevant. Do you have that hope? You say, well, I hope so. I say, friends, it is not hoping so. It is knowing that I have the hope. Are you sure? Do you have that knowledge? That Jesus is your Savior? Jesus is coming for you? And He promised? And whatever He promised, He will do? Do you have that assurance? Don't just say, I hope. Say, I know. I'm sure. I expect Him anytime. And because He's coming, I am living every day in that light, in that hope. So I want to ask you, are you ready, dear friends? Truly, are you ready? Can you say, I am ready? How can I be sure? I can be sure because every day I live in that hope. Every day. Wake up in the morning, first thought is, Lord, let me live another day for you because I cannot be sure of tomorrow. Tomorrow, you never know. Today, yes. It is your opportunity to live for Him. And so if you live for Him today as though He's coming, you'd live a different life. Agree? Absolutely. Live therefore for Him every day as though He is coming. As though He is watching you, and not as though, surely, truly, He is watching all of us, over all of us who call ourselves by His name. He is watching over us, how we live, how we speak, how we behave, conduct ourselves. Let it be in the light of the Lord's coming soon, anytime, today maybe. So if you live in that light, I can say, I am ready. Can you say you're ready? Oh, my friends, only you can say. I can't say for you. And you must say it with honesty and sincerity. If you're ready for His coming, you love His word. Absolutely. Do you read His word? These are evidences, you know, evidence. It's no use to talk nebulously, cloudily, with some vague, different, distant hope and never coming down to earth. I say, do you really love His word? You say, yes. Proof. I read His word every day. Some are busy. They say, I can't read in the morning. Understandable. They say, I read at night. I say, praise the Lord. Do you read the Word? Not just reading to make up for reading's sake, but reading because I know my Savior loves me and He's speaking to me. I read that I may hear Him, His voice in my heart to tell me what I ought to do. That is a sign that you're ready for His coming. Do you come to prayer meeting? That is the acid test. Many people say, oh, just a prayer meeting? I can pray at home. What do you say? Granted, I understand there are those who are not able to come to pray because of various reasons. But there are many who just push it off, dismiss it, not me. What, let the other people who got nothing else to do, they can go and pray. I said, you got better thing to do, come and pray. That is the better thing, the best thing, to come and to pray for the revival of the church. This is the command of God, not me. So, if you come and pray, it is a sign you are ready for His coming. Absolute sure sign. That you put by everything else. Leave behind the things of the earth. Leave behind the special television series. So important I must watch. But when it comes to prayer meeting, it says, that is the most important. You come. That is a sign. You love the Lord. You love His appearing. How about the Lord's Day? Thank God you are here. We are here because it is the Lord's Day. And I will never forget or absent myself from the fellowship of the saints to be with the rest of the Christians to show that we are heavenly people, that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are on our way to heaven and earth is not our home. When you do that from your heart, that is a sign, evidence, you are ready for the Lord's coming. When you see one another, are you happy? Does it cause you to think, I'm not alone? There are so many others. I asked Dr. Koo, how many people now attend your church, Jesus? About 400. When you all began, it was 250 or so. I said, there is the increase. And when there is increase, it means it's like a harvest. God is sending increase in the harvest. Does it make you thrill you? Make you happy? Does it or not? So Samuel, who cares? I said, but you, if you're excited, let's bring more friends to hear the gospel. That is a sure sign you're ready for the Lord's coming. I send you all a copy of this. Did you all receive it? If you have not received it, make lots of complaints and get it. Okay? Now, it's not for nothing. To read it, have you read it? Now, if you have read it, studied it, carefully, prayerfully, that is a sign you're ready for the Lord's coming. Do you know that? And better still, if you have found somebody to receive it and go to tell that somebody, you need to know the reason why you should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give it to him lovingly and urge him to hear the gospel, to read the gospel. That is a sure sign. You are ready for the Lord's return. Why? Because he says so. Go into all the world and preach the gospel and tell others there is a way out of the sin and the destruction coming on planet Earth. And you have a great mission, great commission. Do you know that? Are you going? If you go, and mind you, copies of these are available all the time. I've printed 26,000 of these already. 30 years ago, I printed the first 10,000. That went very fast. Then I printed another 10,000. This time, 6,000. My dear friends, what do we do all this for? simply because there are those waiting outside there, waiting for the way of life, to know, is it reasonable to be a Christian? This book is written to show that it is very reasonable. Don't let anyone think that only the stupid, only the dumb ones become Christians. But no, there is a reason. Written by a businessman whose business was so good, from a few employees, he went on to 2,700 employees, and telling them the gospel every day, by his word of mouth, was not possible because there are too many to keep on going around. He wrote this. That is a man who is ready for the Lord's coming. Are you ready for the Lord's coming? When you hear of a gospel mission, like this one that is in Brisbane, yes, I was so happy to see this because I'll be there in 4 weeks' time. Brisbane Bible Presbyterian Church. Are you excited when you read this? Well, okay. But you're not excited. But if you're excited, happy, and then you continue to be happy and pray, that is a sign you're ready for the Lord's coming. Why? Because that is our great commission. The Lord says, go into all the world and tell others that they may escape the hell fire to come. Come into the church of Jesus Christ. Come into the family of Jesus Christ to hear the gospel, to believe, and to have your sins washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you excited about Brisbane Bible Presbyterian Church? I left the university 38 years ago. And ever since then, the Lord keeps me going. Going for one reason, that when the Lord comes, I may meet Him without shame. But with great rejoicing, to know that while I work on earth, the Lord Jesus is blessing up in heaven. For you know, He prays for all of us too. He is praying for me. He's praying for you. You know that. And He's coming to ask of you, what have you done for me? I say, Brisbane BP Church is our fifth BP Church in the five capitals of continental Australia. 21 years ago, the Lord called me. I was excited, instantly excited, when that member of my church who could not speak one word of English came and spoke to me in Cantonese. Will you come to my house in Perth? I said, what, you? You going to Perth? What for? I'm emigrating to Perth. And he asked me to go and start a church in his house in Perth because he had worked for 10 years in Christmas Island, a protectorate of Australia. I said, praise the Lord, I will go. Today there's a church of 300 people in Perth. The same for Melbourne, same for Sydney. Now, Brisbane, wonderful. Every capital city has a Bible Presbyterian church. Are you excited? Are you happy? Please pray for these works, that the Lord's work continue. And all of you will have a part simply because you care. You pray. God is sending us to all these parts of the world for His glory before He comes. So be excited about missions, because this is our sole calling. Everyone who is a believer is to tell others about the Lord's coming again. If you do so, you are ready. So I ask you, final time, are you ready? Are you ready when the Lord comes? Are you ready to render to Him your talents? What you have gained, the profit you have made for the Lord Jesus Christ, in souls saved, how many people have you brought to know the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? Have you brought one soul out of darkness to recognize that Jesus Christ is the light? Have you? One, two, count them. Ask yourself, what are you doing for him? Oh, my friends, I will read one last portion of the Word of God. If you turn with me to the last book, words of warning, words of encouragement from the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible. Then we will conclude, then we will go home, and we will think, what else can we do for the Lord Jesus Christ? Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 7. Alright, we will leave out verse 6 today. Verse 7. Revelation 1, 7 is a word of warning. Behold, he cometh with clouds, says the Apostle John, who wrote these words out of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he says to you, behold, he comes, Jesus comes with clouds, even as the angels had said so at the ascension. He comes with clouds. Every eye means what? You know what it means? Just what it says. Every eye. Of those people left on earth at that time, they will see him. They also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. This is a warning. This verse is a warning. All kindreds of the earth will wail, will mourn and cry in great desperation and regret that they had rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and some because you never said a word to them. Maybe your relatives, maybe yourself. And you regret, and you cry, and you try to relive your life if that is possible. But too late, too late. And there will be those who will call upon the mountains and the rocks to hide them because of the wrath of the Lamb. Let not any one of you be in that group. Now, to those who are ready. Wonderful verse. From the first chapter to the last chapter. Revelation chapter 22. Ready? Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Here, the Apostle John records what Jesus said. And I want to read to you what the Lord Jesus says. Verse 12. Revelation 22, verse 12. Jesus says to you, behold, I come quickly. And let me add this. Behold, my servants, my children, those who call yourselves Christians, this is for you. I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. How is your work? Friends, ask yourself, what have you done for the Lord Jesus Christ? What have you sacrificed, if ever there was a sacrifice made? How do you apportion your finances? Do you always leave the small change for the Lord's work? Do you ever think of promoting missions or going for missions or becoming a missionary yourself, giving your life to the Lord? Why not? Why not? Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ, the Lord, will last. Only one life. Live it, therefore, for him. And the Lord says, my reward. You know that no worker or servant of God will ever be shortchanged. God has a reward for every one of you. Even that cup of cold water you give to a servant of God, even that little act of mercy you show to someone, is remembered. What have you done? Are you ready for his coming? Jesus says, I have a reward for you. Amazing thing. The King of Kings going to acknowledge me with a reward. What is it? Amazing. I'm excited. I want to serve him. Jesus says, I am Alpha, the Creator, Omega, the Concluder. History is limited. God started history, He is coming to end history, and He is the Lord Jesus Christ. How have you served Him? What have you done for Him? The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Dear friends, maybe today the Lord is coming. Maybe today and your opportunity to serve Him is over. But thank God if it is not today. Thank God you still have another day. But let us all sing this in closing, that we may all awake and go and serve Him while you may. Stop sinning, start singing. Stop living like the world, return to the Lord and serve Him with your all. Our Heavenly Father, we have just this one wish, desire and request, that all present here today, hearing the words of this song, will say, Lord, include me in your reward, that I may be the one you will take with you when you come. O Lord, that none here hearing this gospel will reject. For the Lord is patient. He stands at the door and knock. If any man hear His voice, open the door. He promises He will come in and sup with him and he with him. This is our prayer and request. May the name of our Savior be greatly exalted, for we pray this in His name. Amen. Yeah.